Our lay reader is Kellen Campbell.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapters 4, verses 1 through 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in all the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant of all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect him, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Kelly.
Today is the first Sunday in Lent. During Lent, we walk the journey to the cross for 40 days, except Sundays, meditating on Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. I am so grateful that our church is able to offer the Lenten devotional book to help you deepen your spiritual life during Lent. Did you enjoy it to meditate on this? Good. Luke begins Jesus' temptation story in verse 1. I quote, "Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness." End of quote. Right after Jesus was baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit drove our Lord to the desert. As Jesus fasted and prayed in the wilderness for 40 days, Jesus was tempted by the devil. Devil's attack weapons are deception and temptation. First, he tempts Jesus to make bread out of stones. The temptation to make bread from a stone is really a temptation not to trust for sustenance. The second temptation tempts Jesus to bow down and worship the devil. The temptation to gain the kingdom of the world by worshiping the devil is analogous to Israel's temptation to worship other gods. The Israelites failed this test at the base of Mount Sinai when they made and worshiped a golden calf in Exodus chapter 32. Lastly, the devil tempts Jesus to jump from the highest point of the temple, forcing God to protect him. This is really a temptation to test God. While he makes these temptations, he prepares a hidden but clever trap using the words, "If you are the Son of God." Even though Jesus was acknowledged as the Son of God when he was baptized at the Jordan River, the devil tried to shake that very belief. The words, "If you are the Son of God," contain the following meaning. You think you are the Son of God yourself, but I cannot accept it. Prove to me that you are really the Son of God. Some Christian readers may think that Jesus agonized greatly over the temptations of the devil, and the devil was in control of the whole situation. But the context makes it clear that the Spirit intentionally led Jesus into the wilderness in order to battle the devil. Though Jesus was physically depleted by his 40 days of fasting, Jesus utterly defeats the devil at every turn with the words of God. Jesus knew the true intention of the deception. He did not doubt that he was the Son of God, nor try to prove it. Instead, he concentrated on living as the Son of God. So remember, whenever we face temptations, God uses temptations to release spiritual power in our lives. No one can ever grow spiritually without facing strong temptations. I am using the word temptation synonymously as trial, because the Greek word can be translated both ways. I do not believe that God ever directly intends his children to fall into temptations. But it is also true that from time to time, God allows his children to face severe temptations from Satan. From God's point of view, it is a test to build faith stronger. From Satan's point of view, it is a temptation. We see this pattern occurring in every area of our life. God sends a trial, and Satan turns it into a temptation. Let's suppose a believer contracts a deadly sickness. Could that sickness be a testing from God? Yes, it could. It almost always is a testing from God to purify motives to cause the believer to look away from the things of earth to the things of heaven, and to turn the eyes of the believer back to the Lord. Many good things are accomplished through sickness in the life of the believer. Does Satan work through sickness? Yes, he does. And through that very same sickness, Satan will be working to tempt you to despair, to anger, to bitterness, and ultimately to turn away from the Lord. What God intends for your spiritual good is the avenue Satan uses to pull you down. Or suppose you lose your job. You say, could that be from God? Yes, it could. If you lose your job, could God have a better purpose in mind for you? Yes. I'm glad to hear someone say yes. God may have a better job for you. You may have fallen in love with the things of the world to the point where those good things have become an idol to you. In that case, it is good for you to lose your good job. And during that trial from God, Satan will tempt you to anger, despair, and discouragement. It works the other way just as well. Let's suppose you get a promotion and a nice raise. Now you are better off financially than you've ever been. Can a promotion be a trial from God? Absolutely. Prosperity is often a trial or a test from God to see how you will handle His blessings. Prosperity ought to make us more generous toward the needy. But that same prosperity often makes us greedy, selfish, and blind to the less fortunate. Let me wrap up my sermon with two lessons. The first is that testing and trial are a normal part of the Christian's life. All of us will be tested many times in many ways. God puts Jesus, who is even the Son of God, in the position of being tempted by the devil. The same thing can happen to you and me. God puts difficult choices in front of you every day, so that by following Him, by trusting Him, in those circumstances, you become stronger and stronger in faith. The second lesson is that a trial becomes a temptation when we respond wrongly. That which was sent into our life in order to make us stronger is that which actually tears us down, and makes us weaker when we respond from the sinful nature of our flesh. As a believer, we must believe that everything good comes from the Lord. Amen? And everything He gives us is ultimately for our good and His glory. God does not sin, nor does God solicit us to sin. But we must watch out for those hidden seeds of a temptation inside every trial that the devil uses to tempt in your lives. The temptation of the devil can sometimes come more often to those who are honestly living in the life of faith. We pondered upon the mountaintop experience last week. The mountaintop is a place of joy, fulfillment, certainty, and a place of spiritual refreshment. Sometimes a worship service can be a spiritual mountaintop for us. Amen? Thank God for the mountaintops. But we cannot stay there forever. Sooner or later, the Holy Spirit will gently take you by the hand and lead you down into the valley and on into the wilderness of temptation. And most of us will go back to the wilderness many, many times. This is a truth learned the hard way. So what do you do if you find yourself in the wilderness? Remember these three truths. You are not there by accident. You are not there alone. You will not be there forever. What is first one? You are not there by accident. You are not there alone. Who's there? God is with you, never leaves you. You will not be there forever. When God's purpose in your life have been accomplished, the Spirit will lead you out of the wilderness, and you will come out stronger in your faith than when you went in. It was necessary for Jesus to go into the wilderness. It is necessary for us as well. Though God never leads us into the wilderness in order to destroy us, He intends the time of testing to make us stronger. I personally believe that one of the purposes for which Jesus' temptation story was written in the Bible is to warn us, Jesus' followers, about the temptation we face. This story alerts us that the same devil who tried to tempt Jesus and interfere with God's salvation work of the world, for the world, is still looking for the opportunity for believers to fall into temptation to make the church lose its power. Peter warns us about the devil, who is closer than we think in our daily life. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, I quote, "Discipline yourselves, keep alert, like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour," end of quote. James also warned us about the temptation of the devil. I quote, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." As such, the Bible teaches that the best way to resist the devil is to keep an intimate relationship with God. Amen? The focus should not be the devil. The focus should be on God. Another thing is that the tactics the devil used to tempt Jesus 2,000 years ago has not changed much to this day, because his tactics have been working so well for thousands of years without looking for other new ones. That the devil tempts us with three desires: the desire of the flesh, the bread out of stone can be the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, devil showed the whole world, then tell him, bow down to me. I will give this whole world to you. That's the desire of the eyes. And the arrogant pride in riches. When Jesus jumped down from the pinnacle of the temple, next day, his name will be all around the city. Star has born. Apostle John warns about these desires in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. I will read it with the Common English Bible version. Don't love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Everything that is in the world, the craving for whatever the body feels, the craving for whatever the eyes see, and the arrogant pride in one's possessions, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world and its cravings are passing away, but the person who does the will of God remains forever. Dear congregants, from now on, whenever we face trials and even temptations, let's believe that God is at work in our trials and temptations to make us stronger in our faith. Let's not be fearful of being led by the Spirit to the wilderness in our Lenten journey. Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for calling us into the wilderness in Lent. Help us spiritually awaken through our daily devotion, meditation, prayers, and fasting. Help us not fall into spiritual complacency or sloth. Lead us to fully awaken so that we can defeat any temptations of Satan, who constantly tries to set a trap in our journey. We love you and praise your name. Amen.